report now from the North Pole. I'm Frank Murr at the North Pole News Desk, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. As we reported hours ago, the rumored return of Santa's reindeer is now no longer a rumor. At this very hour, we have been able to confirm that the unidentified mass making its way to the North Pole is, in fact, Santa's reindeer. The first of them should be arriving now. Let's head to the reindeer barn, where both Elf Crash and Elf Mitch are standing by.
Hi, Frank. Weather conditions are making it difficult to make any accurate identification. We have Elf Mitch, who usually provides the call of the launch and the arrivals of sleighs here at the North Pole, and who employs a number of tools to track them, to tell us what he can see.
It is difficult indeed to see much, Crash, but that's more because this first group is still a ways out. From the scouts out in the field right now, most notably Elf P. LaCroix, the first group includes Rudolph and Comet, as well as Pokey Peanut and Gomer, to name a few. I'm told they suspect Blitzen is leading up the second group. Because of the weather conditions, each group is coming in 10 or 12 at a time, one right behind the other.
Mitch, is Flight Command using any kind of tracking technology on these reindeer? How can we tell this much detail? It's dark and there's blowing snow out there.
Well, I would tell you that Elf Petey and his team are professional trackers, Crash. They know Santa's reindeer better than anyone. Plus, with Rudolph leading, it's pretty easy to see him from all the others. Okay, hold on. We've got our first group on final approach, just a second longer now. Let me get a little further out here. Okay, yes, that's Rudolph in the lead. Crash, there's Peanut, now Pokey. And there's Vixen, Crash, he's a surprise. And there they are.
I can see them now, Mitch. What a glorious sight. If reindeer could smile, I swear that's what they're doing right now. And yes, Vixen is wearing that ridiculous big red bow of hers, all covered in snow. Frank, we're confirming for you now the first of Santa's reindeer are here. They look healthy, they look happy, and I'd say the Thanksgiving Day parade just got a lot brighter, Frank.
I'd have to agree, Crash. Thank you and Elf Mitch for that spontaneous live report. I can hear cheering now in the North Pole Village from folks who are watching local television or listening here to Kringle Radio, Crash. This is the best news we have had in some time. From the North Pole, where a big celebration of Thanksgiving just got bigger, I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.